1973 for that song, and it was by Clifford T. Ward, a song called Scullery. What a lovely song it was too. Sunshine Radio, 539 metres medium wave and 101 super stereo. It's John Lewis here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And between 3 and 6 o'clock, it's Tony King. Lots of nice music there with Tony. 6 to 9, it's David Dennehy, and then of course 9 to 12, it's our Elvis special with Tom Hardy. Now then, we must say hello to some people from America who are on holiday in Dunleary at the moment, namely Maureen, Colleen and Barbara. Hope very much you're having a lovely stay, and they're staying in Dunleary with their cousins. That comes in with best wishes from Philip Byrne. So Maureen, Colleen and Barbara, have a lovely holiday. Hope you like this song. It's Fame, of course.
Baby, look at me. I'm not.
another one there from the Sunshine Survey this week. That's at number 23, and that came from Bananarama, of course, and that was Shy Boy. Shy, are you shy? Yes. It's 18 minutes to 2. We'll say hello now to Rosaline, Frank, Damien and Alan. They're in Dunleary, and that comes in from Jane. Hello to all of you. Also one here for Niamh Kenny and also Sinead O'Brien, and that's from Niamh in Glenageary. Hope you like this one. It's the Moody Blues.
Oh,
from the album released last year by the Moody Blues, called Long Distance Voyager, that track called The Voice. Now then, we'll say hello to all the lovely yachts sailing around on the Irish Sea at the moment, just being sort of looking around the bay. And there's quite a few of you out there, so hello, sailors. Sold to the last bid. Householders, collectors and curio seekers, make next Thursday the 19th a must to attend the Dennis Drum Auction Rooms in New Street, Malahide. Included in this Thursday's auction, 7 p.m, a large and varied collection of fine antiques, Georgian, Victorian and 20th century items, including sets of dining room chairs, rectangular, oval and circular dining tables, inlaid corner cabinets, clocks, porcelain and glass, an elegant period French marquetry and ormolu cabinet, and scores of other fine items to suit all tastes and pockets. The Dennis Drum Auction, Thursday the 19th at 7 p.m. in New Street, Malahide. Pre-auction viewing on Wednesday from 11 to 1 p.m, from 2 to 5 p.m, and from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Also on Thursday from 11 to 4 p.m. Catalogues available.
Packed excitement all the way this Sunday at Mondello Park, Nice. 4 hours of top motor racing thrills and spills in production, saloon and single-seat Formula Ford classes. Feel the excitement as drivers and cars are pushed to the very limit on the grueling 1.24-mile circuit. A great day out for all the family at Mondello Park near Nice. Racing starts this Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Every day when I want to feel fresh. Every day when I'm up and about, active and out. Every day, Carefree Panty Shields.
Carefree Panty Shields are the tiniest underwear for the tiniest underwear. They're wafer-thin, highly absorbent shields that protect your underwear, keep you really fresh, help you feel really good. Try Carefree Panty Shields from Johnson & Johnson in regular or deodorant.
Carefree Panty Shields. Keep you fresh. Keep you confident.
Best music. Best station. Best music. Best station. Sunshine FM.
Red skies at night.
former Sure Shot of mine there. It seems to be John Lewis' former Sure Shot day today, isn't it? That one from about 3 weeks ago now. It was The Fix and Red Skies at Night. For that song, Billy Ocean, and Stop Me If You've Heard It All Before. Now, we couldn't really go today without playing an Elvis song on the program, could we?
A very old friend came by today, cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest friend. He talked and talked, and I heard him say, she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a burning, I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do? Yesterday, this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning, I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He
Robin Wood. His latest flame there, 1961, and that was Elvis Presley. And we'll be giving away four Elvis albums, actually, after the 2 o'clock news, so if you'd like a chance of winning a couple of Elvis albums, then stay with us here on Sunshine. Sunshine Radio with the 2 o'clock news.
Good afternoon. In the Middle East, the American Special Envoy, Philip Habib, has had a two-hour meeting in Jerusalem with Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Begin. The talks aimed at finding a settlement to the Lebanese crisis will continue this afternoon. So far, the latest ceasefire is reported to be holding, though there were isolated incidents of shooting during the night in the airport area. 22 school teachers have been arrested in El Salvador. They are accused of organizing left-wing guerrillas. One of the teachers arrested is the wife of the Undersecretary for Education. A police spokesman said that many of them would be tried in a military court because they had committed what he described as crimes of anti-government propaganda. The military government of Guatemala claims to have foiled a plot to overthrow the president. The interior minister has said that eight leaders of a right-wing group have been arrested and a warrant of arrest has been issued for a man who was a candidate for vice president 6 months ago. In India, seven people were killed and 16 injured when a bomb went off in the city of Assam. More than 300 people have died in Assam during the last 3 years in violence directed against illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. Finally, Soviet police are reported to have smashed a smuggling ring responsible for stealing gold from mines in the east of the country and for selling it in Moscow and other cities. The gang was said to have been led by two prospectors from Georgia, and all members of it have been given heavy prison sentences. This is David Orr. News again at 3 o'clock.
Sunshine Radio, John Lewis.
Yeah. We were stronger. Alas, no longer.
together for the final hour of the programme this Sunday afternoon, and the sun's starting to shine. Whoopee! Looks as though it could be a fabulous afternoon. Let's keep our fingers crossed anyway. Eye of the Tiger, and that was by Survivor and Phil Lynott with his song there called Together. 9 minutes after two, and it's competition time. So, are we all ready with our brains? Yes. A chance, actually, for us all to win four Elvis LPs. We're giving away four Elvis LPs now. All we've got to do is answer this three-part question. So, are we ready? What was Elvis's biggest selling single? What was Elvis's biggest selling single? Got that one? Question number two. What was the name of the actress who starred with Elvis in G.I. Blues? What was the name of the actress who starred with Elvis in G.I. Blues? And third and finally, what was the name of Elvis's daughter? What was the name of Elvis's daughter? So did you get those three questions? Yes, you did, yes? Oh, good. All you got to do is give us a call on 460-400. 460-400, the albums were giving away, actually, are K-Tel's Elvis Presley, The Ultimate Performance or Inspiration. Give us a call now on 460-400. That's for our Elvis competition.
Feel you knew me. You said good after time. scraping the surface, darling. Now it's time to get in deep. You've opened up the envelope, but there's still one secret you keep. A pirate station, a late night show, a sunken ship with a rich cargo. Buried treasure, the winds blow.
Come on the program this afternoon, Diana Ross, Pablo Cruz, Rod Stewart, The Fortunes and Genesis, amongst others.
Chivago, the discotheque with romance.
Come on down.
Lose your heart in the warm, comfortable atmosphere of the soul of Dublin. Dance till late and enjoy the marvellous surroundings of Chivago Discotheque.
Right on.
Chivago and Club Clio, two clubs in one. Chivago, where love stories begin. Chivago and Club Clio, Bagot Rath Place off Bagot Street. A love story, retold every night.
Finding my place, I'm making my space. Loving life to the very last bubble. I will be there anywhere I go. The big old D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. Coming through with a taste so real. Gonna feel me some more. Let the big old flow.
Already on a grenya, quick 3-9.
Thank you.
to have a bit of romance on the program every now and again. And that song was quite nice, wasn't it? Chicago, their latest, and Hard to Say I'm Sorry. Do a bit of sailing, shall we? Good idea. It's nice and calm this morning, isn't it? It was nice and calm this morning. It's nice and calm this afternoon as well, yes.
I am free.
Wonderful blue ocean. Pablo Cruz there, and that was called For Another Town. Before that, Rod Stewart, big hit in 1975 for him, and that was called Sailing, the Ian Sutherland song. Now then, it's answers to our question time. This is where I get the chance to be a quiz master, you see. Amber Gastric here of the radio business. Now then, you remember the three questions? You do? Okay, well, just recapping anyway. The four Elvis records we're giving away, and the questions, we wanted you to give us the answers, of course. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any point in the questions, would there? No. But, oh, dear, get on with it, Lewis. Now then, the questions. What was Elvis's biggest selling single? Yes, come on, tell me. That's right. Hey, It's Now or Never, of course. That was Elvis's biggest selling single, It's Now or Never. Who was the actress who starred with Elvis in G.I. Blues? Yes, yes, yes. Judette Prowse. That's right. And third and finally, what was the name of Elvis's daughter? Lisa Marie, of course. Lisa Marie there. And congratulations to Miss Lily McNamara, also Miss Joan Cullen, Dennis Aylmer, and Rory O'Connor. They got it right. And we have some albums going to you very, very shortly. Aha, did you get it right, yes?
Aha.
Oh, I thought you might. Yes.
Stephen James Menswear. Great, genuine end-of-summer sale. Complete ranges of suits from our international collections. Vestra, Baumler, and Steigen. All at the low price of $69.95. Slacks, all to clear at $49. Great ranges of top branded shirts from $6.95. Casual jackets all $15.95. Cords, Wrangler, Levi, Lee Cooper, $12.95. And many more great reductions in the Stephen James Menswear end of summer sale. Call to our branches at Swords Shopping Centre, Finglas Town Centre, and our Southside branch at Tesco Shopping Centre, Ballybrack. Stephen James, simply great for menswear.
My mother put me onto them. I tried others, but I was never really comfortable. But as soon as I tried Lillette's, I knew I had the answer.
This afternoon it's going to become bright and sunny. Well, we can see that, yes. Although there is more rain on the way. Never mind, though. Winds will be fresh and northwesterly in direction, and the current temperature is 20 degrees Celsius.
John Lewis.
Thank you. I can notice how many people are on the beach this afternoon. Oh, yes, I can see quite a lot of you laying there on the beach listening to the radio at the moment. I can see you, madam, taking a bath. What do you want to go and throw the radio in the water for? Oh, dear, oh, dear. No thought for the wicked, is there? And I can see you laying in the garden as well, madam. You enjoying the programme, are you? Good. You like this song by David Essex? It's for you then, okay?
Wear something flashy, drip the light, fantastic, and we're on our way. Too much work made Jack such a sad boy. Now we're coming out to play. Me and my girl, a night clubbing. Me and my girl, out on the town. Me and my girl, night clubbing. The sweet feeling of dancing close together and the heavy, heavy sound of pop music. Teenage hero, fashion dummy weirdo. I like your pink lipstick. Me and my girl, a night clubbing. Me and my girl, out on the town. Me and my girl, night clubbing. Me and my
clubbing. That was from David Essex, number 14 in this week's Sunshine Survey. It's 22 minutes to 3, 5:39 in stereo, super stereo 101. And it's John Lewis until 3 o'clock. And then it's Tony King until 6, 6 till 9. Of course, it's David Dennehy. And then between 9 and 12, something a little bit special. It's Elvis Presley night here on Sunshine. That's between 9 and 12 o'clock. Now, then, must say hello to a couple of our listeners across the Irish Sea, namely Rick. Hello, Rick. You live at 31 Crescent Road, Birkdale, Southport, Merseyside. And we'll also say hello to Barry and also Ruth listening in Blackpool. A couple of songs especially for you now.
Crash on the levee, mama, water's gonna overflow. Swamp's gonna rise and no boat's gonna roll. Get the train on down to Williamsport. can bust your feet, you can rock this joint, but oh, mama, you're gonna miss your best friend now. You're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Now don't you try and move me, mama, you're just gonna lose. Been a crash on the levee and mama, you've been refused. Well, it's king for king and it's queen for queen. It's gonna be the meanest flood that anybody's ever seen. Oh, mama, you're gonna miss your best friend now. You're gonna have to find yourself a tide's rising, mama, don't you let me down. Pack up your suitcase, mama, don't you make a sound. Well, it's sugar for sugar and it's salt for salt. If you go down in the flood, it's gonna be your fault. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now. You find yourself ain't not a best friend somehow.
Mi Amigo, yes. Caroline, The Fortunes, and also Bob Dylan's song, and that was called Down in the Flood. Those two records go together quite well, I can tell you that. And we play those especially for Albert and Georgina. They're listening to us in Barkway, which is just north of London, actually, so hello to them. Also to Barry and Ruth and Rick, and also to Ken Bird listening in Ayrshire.
And you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise by next Monday or next Tuesday, your golden shoe day. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. I've got a creed for every need, so easy that it must succeed. I'll set it down for you to read, so please take heed. Keep out the gloom, let in the sun. That's my advice to everyone. It's only once we pass this way, so day by day. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise. Darkest clouds are in the sky. You mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by.
A Little Happiness, and that's the latest single there by Sting. Okie dokie, then we've got 14 minutes of the program remaining, got two records to come, so the next one's a rather long one, but it's something a little bit special and much requested as well.
They drink it everywhere, man, whatever you've been doing, man, up in the air or out of water, tennis or lager, they all order, they drink it everywhere.
Now for the first time, Dublin Pint Drinkers can enjoy a quality draft lager that costs no more than ales or stouts, and a lot less than other lagers, because Tennent's in town. Famous lager at a fair price. A great new deal for pint drinkers. Look for the big T on tap and try it. It makes a welcome and enjoyable change.
mountain cuts off the town from view. Like a cancer growth is removed by skill. Let it be revealed.
piece of music, that is Genesis. If you think they're good on record, you should see them live. Terrific. And that was from the album Selling England by the Pound, the 5th of 5th. And we'll say hello now to Nikki. Hello, Nikki. He's listening in the Isle of Man. Hope very much you're enjoying the programme. And that's just about it for today. Hope very much to see you on the Night Owl Prowl between midnight and 6 o'clock. Say goodbye, Dong. Goodbye to you. And also, aha, you can say goodbye to. And from me, John Lewis, have a fab afternoon. Bye-bye.
Sunshine, a special program this Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
This is Sunshine Radio with the 3 o'clock news.
Good afternoon. In the Middle East, the Israeli cabinet is now discussing its response to proposals put forward by U.S. mediator Philip Habib concerning the withdrawal of PLO members from West Beirut. Mr. Habib had a two-hour meeting with Israeli Premier Mr. Begin this morning, and the two are due to meet again this afternoon. So far, the latest ceasefire in West Beirut is reported to be holding, though there were isolated incidents of shooting during the night in the airport area. In Northern Ireland, the RUC now says that 5 of its men were injured in rioting in Lurgan, County Armagh, during the early hours of the morning. The RUC reports that about 500 youths attacked a textile factory shortly after midnight, and that when the police arrived, petrol bombs were thrown at them. They retaliated with plastic bullets, and one youth was struck. He is said to be in a serious condition in hospital. Federal investigators in the United States say that the explosion which killed a 16-year-old Japanese youth on board a Pan-American jet on Wednesday was not an accident. It was caused by a device placed under the cushion of his seat, and they think it may have contained dynamite or nitroglycerine. The explosion also injured 16 other people, but the pilot managed to land the plane safely. 22 school teachers have been arrested in El Salvador. They are accused of organizing left-wing guerrillas. One of the teachers arrested is the wife of the Undersecretary for Education. A police spokesman said that many of them would be tried in a military court because they had committed what he described as crimes of anti-government propaganda. And finally, according to a report in the Washington Post, Argentina planned its invasion of the Falklands more than 2 months before the Argentine flag was raised on South Georgia. The report says the junta decided in September to get the islands through force or diplomacy. An invasion was decided upon in January. It says the invasion decision was taken because the junta thought the United States would stand by it as an ally. This is David Orr, news again at 4 o'clock.
Sunshine Radio.
Machinery, 5 minutes past three in the sunny Sunday afternoon. Tony King here on Sunshine from now until six, and we say a big thank you to John Lewis for the past 3 hours. Must say, John, enjoyed your program throughout.
I wanna let you know I've got my finger on the trigger.
Blow your bladder.